Once again, good morning, Kalimeras, to our entire listening audience on this Tuesday, on this Holy Tuesday, Easter week 2024. It's also the final day of the month of April, and joining us right on time, as always, for our 11 o'clock weekly market update, 12 Points Wealth Management, Manny Frangidakis, along with Stamatis on the phone. Gentlemen, Kalimera και ξανά καλή Ανάσταση.
Kalimera, καλή Ανάσταση. Hope everyone is having a blessed Holy Week.
Kalimera, Kalimera. Καλή Ανάσταση. Manny, just to get right into it, we're waiting on the Fed's decision that I think you can tell us what that will be. I don't think they have too much choice based on the inflation data.
Correct. Yeah, so Friday you had the PCE report come out, and, you know, month over month it was in line, but on a year over year and a core basis, it was certainly hotter than what the market had anticipated and what guidance has been so far. Continue to remain in the camp that we think that it's going to be stubborn and prickly, and it's going to be that last mile that's going to be pretty difficult to get this CPI and PCE to be in line in order for the Fed to be able to cut rates in the future.
So no, you don't expect anything
now? No, I don't expect any changes. I think you're continuing to price. I mean, at this point, you're less than, you know, you're almost at zero now for a June rate cut. That will push you into the summer months. I think, you know, given the Fed and their desire to remain independent, if they were to make a move, it would have to be prior to September, but they're going to continue to be data dependent. I mean, if you get a surprise number in the coming weeks that looks like inflation is cooling, that might give them enough room to be able to cut at least one time. But certainly with the election, you know, not too distant after that, it's going to be difficult for them to maneuver and navigate. So again, continuing to be data dependent, but we shall see. We don't have high hopes that we're going to get a significant amount of rate cuts throughout the rest of the year.
And again, the other thing, the big picture here is even if we do get some rate cuts, the era zero interest rates or very low interest rates is a way of the past, right?
Way of the past, correct. Yeah, we're not going to be able to get down there. In fact, we do think that you could see rate cuts in 25 and 26 that could lower the federal funds rate, but that for all intents and purposes, we're going to be living in a higher for longer interest rate environment for potentially the foreseeable future.
Excuse me, just one second. Manny, what is today's current prime rate?
Yeah, so you're at like 575. Essentially is where the federal funds rate is right now.
And at its lowest, what was it?
Zero,
yeah.
So if you have a home equity line, a lot of people have home equity lines. It's based on that. They used to have 1-2% and borrow 1 point over there, depending on the deal you have. So if it's 5 plus, so you probably pay 6-7% of your home equity line.
Correct.
And just as an example. So and you used to pay 1-2%. So, you know, that's a big change in that. So people have to readjust.
Certainly is a big change, and it affects every market from your car loan to your mortgage to the interest rate that you're being charged on your credit card.
Yeah. A couple of news on the companies. Let's go with the good news. Eli Lilly and Coca-Cola, very positive.
Yes, very positive. But overall, it's been a kind of at best, earnings season. And we talked about it last week that currently the hurdle that these companies need to make with the valuation that there are, you know, you could see an earnings drag. And the more surprising thing, too, which relates to earnings, was the drop in GDP that you had last week. That was completely unexpected to see it drop down to 1.6%.
Yeah.
So we are starting to see the economy slow, and we're starting to see that growth is dwindling as well.
That probably makes sense. And to get into corporate politics, But the Paramount, people who follow the Paramount deal is...
Little bit of a broken line with you, Stamati. I don't know if you're in a bad cell area. Hello?
I believe he might have dropped off. I don't know.
Stamati?
You've heard the first sentence of the question.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better. Yes. Much better. Much better.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I was saying the corporate politics, the Paramount CEO saga, that will make for a good streaming show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You could make a new version of Succession. Yeah, that continues to be a fiasco. Look, streaming was, we all know what has taken place in that market. Obviously, there's one major winner, and that is Netflix. But the likes of the Redstones and Paramount and even Disney have put into this, it looks like to be a losing business and a race to the bottom. So we've been avoiding streaming the entire sector, and continue to be that with that belief.
Yeah, and the other guy who is back into business is the old crypto world, the Binance billionaire. He is also, his famous Changpeng Zhao. He also looks like that. Seattle court is after him, and he could be the next one to sit on the in front of a judge.
Correct. Yeah. They're speculating that he could be the richest man to go to prison in the United States.
Yeah, I don't think he would be flying here, right? Do we know where he is right now? Or
no, I haven't paid too much attention to the story. There's obviously a lot of things going on right now. I don't think it affects the industry. That's I guess my end point is that, this is a terrible story, but I don't think it necessarily affects the industry or the asset class being what crypto is at this point in time.
Still, crypto is at 61 and change thousand. So
yeah.
it has stabilized. If we can use that word with crypto, that's a paradigm.
Right.
Oxymoron.
Yeah, with the volatility that asset class sees on a daily basis, it certainly looks like it is stabilizing a little bit better than what it once was, call it a year or 2 years ago. So we'll see. The halving just took place. We'll see where this market goes next. But it seems to be trading similar to the equity market right now, which seems like they're very correlated at this point in time. When you see a drop in the stock market, it is also reflected in the price of these crypto tokens. And we continue to have volatility play out. Yesterday was like a really muted day in the market. Today you're seeing some volatility again. There's just a number of questions out there that need to be answered to be able to give investors confidence. And I think that is where it relates to earnings season is the market is looking right now for a spark, and it's not getting it from earnings, and it's really not getting it either from the tech sector. You're starting to see that sector become a laggard. And we truly still believe that we are in a generational rotation in equity markets right now.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I just want to go back to a couple of things you said and, try to think about the average college graduate right now. Compare it to, the average college graduate, even when you graduated, 10 years ago or so. Student loans, they were hanging around 3-4%. Now they're 8-9%. You want to buy a car? Guess what? You got to, you're going to be paying 5-7% on your car interest, where in some cases back then it was, 0%. You could get it for zero. You're paying more at the pump. You're paying more for insurance. You're paying more for everything. Inflation is up. The interest rates are up if you're charging it to buy the home. It's almost kind of scary for the younger generation.
Certainly is.
Very scary.
Certainly is. And this is why you're actually seeing a significant amount of people saying, I don't care to be in the workforce.
Yeah.
Because even if I do XYZ, I'm never going to be able to get ahead. It's the first time in the United States that you have an entire generation that thinks and believes that they will be worse off than the previous ones before them. Right? Think about everything else. that has taken place, what you guys went through between your parents and then you raising your families, right? The cost of living got better. The opportunities got better. It seems to be going the other way. In fact, you could do a complete analysis and correlation to say that the cost of, standard of living in the United States has substantially dropped since 1973. And all of this is debt fueled, right? And it's the cost of printing the amount of dollars we did from coming out of the 08 recession to COVID and everything in between. If you actually do, we did some research on this. The U.S. dollar in the last 20 years has lost 30% of its purchasing power compared to gold. If you look at the U.S. dollar and go back 60 to 70 years, it has lost almost 80% of its purchasing power compared to gold. So this is the price that we're going to pay for having the deficits where they stand today.
It certainly is an interesting perspective, you know what I mean? And, you know, plan accordingly.
That's what I wanted to even, put out there to the audience is that, there's going to be a lot. We're already starting to, receive them. But with everything going on and now throw in this election, which I guarantee you will be contested, both sides have already said that they're not going to accept the results. There is going to be a significant amount of volatility in this country, whether it's in private markets or in public markets throughout the remainder of this year. If you have any questions or concerns, if you're trying to figure out and how to navigate it, please reach out to us. We're happy to have a conversation and take a look at everything and try to protect you and your family as much as possible. Because if we are going to say we're starting potentially a bear market, he who loses the least is the winner. So the time to protect your assets and your portfolios is now, especially if you are one of those families that has significant wealth to put out there. You do also have the sunset that potentially happens in 2025. And it's pretty scary statistics out there where 133 million people in this country do not have a will or an estate plan. So the time to protect your assets and your family's legacy has never been more in front of your nose than it is presently. So please take the time to address it, seek professional help and guidance.
Well said, Manny. Well said. Manny Frangidakis. All right, let's close out. Celts and Bruins.
So, Celts looks like they're finally taking care of business. Should have been a sweep, but we got one more to go, right?
Right. Well said. Bruins?
Bruins.
It's all over tonight.
They look pretty good, right?
It's all over tonight, yeah. I think. I hope so.
I hope so. Don't give this team a chance.
Exactly. Manny Stamati, we'll regroup next Tuesday. I'm actually going to be off next Tuesday, but I'm sure you can regroup with Meletti, who will be filling in. Just wishing you both the happiest and healthiest of Easter times. Manny, I'm looking forward to start seeing you on a regular basis on the golf course as spring comes around the corner. And all I can say is to you and your families, Kali Anastasi ke Kalo Pascha. Thank you so much.
The pieces. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody out there.
Bye-bye, guys. All right, we'll continue with more music. Mike Giannetti's in the house, and his disco party begins at 12 o'clock.